course, as well as that, there was no navigation in them days. It was all, well, there was navigation, but it was dead reckoning. There was no days modern aids. There was no sat navs. There was no mobile phones. There was no ship-to-ship radio, or if there was ship-to-ship radio, it was at a price that we certainly couldn't afford. So once or twice we'd gone out and the fog had come in, and my dad's brother was an ex-RAF pilot, so he knew about dead reckoning and compass bearings. And he would take a compass bearing from the channel out, and we'd go 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and coming back in, we would do the same course at the same time. But of course, this was never very accurate because of the tidal pulls. You could never really sort of judge for how much the tidal drift. This day we'd gone out, it was foggy. And right, we're going to come back in on dead reckoning. We should be about there, we should be in the channel now, we were saying to each other, brothers. And then all of a sudden, loads of shouts from the Yuff Pier, from the fishermen on the Yuff Pier. Pier, pier, pier. And we just avoided crashing into the Yuff Pier, so we were off by about 1/4 mile. So it was certainly not the best of navigation days, let's put it that way.
Not like it is now. They used to have a compass, didn't they? A big floating compass. But
that's all they had. It was a compass and dead reckoning and sight of vision. They were great innovators, my dad and his brother. I remember them once that bought an ex-Navy night sights. Of course, they didn't work. We tried for ages to get them going.
Well, John Snowden, he was ex-RAF pilot, wasn't he? So he knew quite a bit about navigating and things.
But today you can go out and buy night sights, which would make things very, very safe. Certainly isn't the incidents out there now in the small boat community like there was.